If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
My God, it's High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com, newtownradio.com.
We're no longer listed on newtownradio.com.
Well, I'm going to shoot out an email to Newtown Radio guys. I think this was a plot by Cock Talk.
Cock Talk's getting at us?
At HS Radio Show on Twitter, patreon.com/High Society Radio to donate to the show. We appreciate every single dime.
Shout out to Lynda.com.
Lynda.com/High Society Radio.
Look, we like to get all the plugs out of the way right at the beginning. I know everyone's sick and tired of hearing me drone on about this. I'll mix it up next week.
Is this mic loud enough?
Yeah, it's good.
You know what? You're loud enough. That's what I always say.
I don't understand what that means.
It's High Society Radio. Bronx Johnny.
How's it going,
the Oscars.
Ken?
They were just last weekend. How did you feel about them, buddy? Because I was locked in.
I'm going to be real. I was watching Fastlane. I saw like toward the end of the show.
What?
I was watching Fastlane. WWE Fastlane.
What's that?
It's a new pay-per-view on the road to WrestleMania. It's the last pay-per-view before WrestleMania.
They shouldn't even have a pay-per-view between WrestleMania and the Royal Rumble. It dilutes the product, Johnny.
No. It's only $9.99.
It was free this month, actually.
And it was free.
Oh, God.
The way you got to look at it is this. Roman Reigns wins the Rumble. Fans get mad. He has to defend his God-given right that he won, rightfully so, again, and wins anyway, which kind of threw me for a loop. Sting is also back, which looked terrible.
That's pretty cool. Is NWO there, too?
They were there a couple years back, but that didn't work out too well for them either.
Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
I guess not.
You don't want to end up in a body bag, John.
See, Chris knows. You just make fun of us for it.
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't watch the Oscars at all?
I saw the ending of it. I saw when Lady Gaga sang them songs and shit.
That wasn't the end. That was like fucking an hour before the end.
And then when Sean Penn made that green card joke,
did
I thought it was
pissed?
Funny.
You got pissed, dude. You got pissed.
How the fuck would I get pissed?
Because the Mexican people are your people.
They are my people, but I think a real Mexican won't get mad at that, son.
What did he say? I don't even know what
you're saying. Are you trying to say that you're the fucking Hulk Hogan for Mexican people? Or it's like,
if I need to, bro.
I am a real, you know, get Mexican.
Yeah, that's a...
fight for my...
I'm pretty sure they got a version of that on there. What am I...
Narco-trafficking rights? I don't
fuck
know.
Fuck yeah, son.
The dude won for playing your
boy.
Yeah,
no, that fucking royally pissed me off. Don't even bring that shit up.
Why?
That didn't make sense, dude.
Calm down, Johnny. A couple months ago, Johnny went off on a odd rant that... a lot of people seem to like. I didn't, for one. bashing Stephen Hawking.
I wasn't bashing him. I was just calling how I see it, G.
You were bashing him. You were being mean to Stephen Hawking, who's done nothing but help the world.
You said it the first time, right? He ain't done shit. He ain't done nothing.
Now, his biopic, what was it? Theory of Everything. It won for the Oscar.
And it went Best Picture. The actor who
Redmayne.
He played a folded up bedsheet, as Johnny would say.
Jesus. You know, that requires acting, Johnny.
So he pretended to do shit about a dude that pretends to have ideas. He does have ideas, but they just never come to fruition.
What do you mean they do come to fruition? He came up with the theory of the black hole, and then we found black holes because we knew what to look for.
What I'm doing with that? How's that helping me, son? What's that do for you?
You just think Neil deGrasse Tyson should have been the guy who discovered the black hole.
They should have been made a movie about him. They wasted time making fucking Selma. They could have made a movie about that man. Everybody knows Dr. King dies at the end.
You didn't like Selma?
I didn't even bother to watch that shit.
Wow, dude. What? Maybe you shouldn't have watched
Spoiler alert, Dr. King dies at the end.
Yeah, right?
So who'd you want to win for best actor?
Michael Keaton. Fuck yeah, son.
Did you even see Birdman?
Hell no, it's Michael Keaton, OB. I don't got to see shit.
Birdman, Batman, whatever. Same shit.
Same shit, bro.
You should have won for Batman.
I feel crazy. Maybe it's because of the...
Now, Birdman was the adaptation of the Harvey Birdman Attorney at Law cartoon, right?
No.
That's what I thought it was. Had nothing to do with it. Nothing.
Did you see Birdman, Chris?
I saw Birdman.
What was your favorite movie of the year?
Of all the ones that are nominated here?
No, sure. Just in general.
Both. Give me both. First of all, nominations, and then your personal favorite, if it's not there.
I guess I liked... I want to say I liked Interstellar better than the movies that were like really getting a lot of awards.
Oh, are you getting into that?
You're crazy.
Damn. That's...
I like Birdman. I did like Birdman a lot. The thing that I felt about it is like the fact that the first tracking shot went on forever.
The whole movie's a tracking shot. Spoiler alert.
Oh, shit. I didn't even see it.
But I felt myself saying that anytime Michael Keaton wasn't on screen, I like really didn't care about anything else that was happening.
You didn't like Ed Norton?
When he was on screen with Michael Keaton.
How was that Galifianakis?
He was good. I mean, right. The movie was definitely a good movie. Like, you really can't shit on it.
They had a nice ensemble
all.
Cast, according to IMDb shit.
So. I was just also, like, I was in, like, a weird mood when I saw it. Like, the tracking shot was really throwing me off.
You was living that life?
Yeah, let's just say I was a little fucked up on some drugs.
The tracking shot took you out of the film.
It did. But that was possibly because of the drugs I was on. But once I got over that, I was like, oh, this movie's good. But, again, I thought, like... The other characters weren't particularly watchable. You know what I mean? Besides, Michael, like, once he was on screen, he probably should have won against your boy.
Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah, put him in front of a flight of stairs that's a raft
like a
or whatever.
Fucking Spider-Man villain or some
He's
shit?
He's either British or, British or Australian. I can never tell the
Weird
difference.
Weird ass name.
I'll just be honest. They're the same thing to me. British people and Australians.
Yeah, they hate each other. I fucks with that.
I'll be honest. I don't even know what a lot of these movies were.
Yeah. Like, did you see American Sniper yet?
No, I didn't. I heard good things, though.
Yeah.
I don't know what Whiplash is.
It's about a kid who, in a drumming academy.
Oh, yeah, J.K. Simmons, right?
I don't know what Still
Schillinger
Alice is.
From
yeah,
Oz.
That's how mom was like, yo, Schillinger just was like, my nigga, sure.
That movie Foxcatcher win anything? That looked pretty good.
No, it didn't win a goddamn thing, Chris.
Yeah, I can't take Steve Carell seriously. I heard it was a good movie, but like, yo, nah, B. You from The Office and shit? Supposed to make me laugh, dude.
You didn't like mean
The
Steve
nose
Crow?
Threw me off, son. I was like, I don't want to see this shit. Now you look silly.
Maybe you should marry him then.
No. That's not
I can't
okay.
believe you guys watched Fastlane over the Oscars. You missed Neil Patrick Harris as the host.
He hosts fucking everything, though. He hosts the Tony.
Exactly, but you got to see him make jokes about movies instead of Broadway plays.
Did he make straight jokes? Did he pander to his audience? You know what I'm saying, son?
No, no, dude. I don't know what you're saying.
Did you watch The Walking Dead? Because they pandering to that audience, too, now, bro.
Dead people?
Nah,
there's gay zombies?
Son. Nah, there's gay dudes on The Walking Dead. I'm like, damn. Threw me off for a loop. I'm like, I thought that was that man's brother.
I
want to
say 40%
like
of actors are probably gay.
That's a pretty low number.
Oh, here's something I was talking to Johnny about. Speaking of Johnny's paranoia about homosexuality. Now... Guys, sports scouts.
Yeah.
Guys who go around the country and even around the world picking up, you know, finding young talent.
Studs. They use that term. I'm not.
Finding the future athletes of the world.
Okay.
For all the giant, ridiculous sports franchises all over the world. I'm talking
looking
soccer.
For them five tools and
I'm
shit.
Sure there's cricket scouts.
Oh, yeah. They made a Disney movie about that.
You think that. Scouts come off as kind of gay?
A little bit. Like, yo, you never... Chris, you
never... just watch dudes all day?
No. That's mad barbaric to look at that one.
I mean, they come off more like pedophiles than anything else.
Johnny, you understand these guys just doing a job. They're focused on the athletic skill.
Yeah, but like the way they describe some of these dudes, like, oh, he's a stud. Or like...
But that's how they describe horses.
Yeah, but those are people. Like, just... Talk about what the fuck he does. Don't throw euphemisms out there and shit.
Is stud a euphemism?
Do you think some
I don't even know what that word is. I just figured it went with the fucking sentence.
Oh, Johnny. Do you think that, you understand these guys, this is a job they do, and they're just trying to focus on who can play the sport the best.
Talk about velocity. If you're doing baseball, velocity, football, speed, basketball, height and race, or whatever you want to do. But, like, fucking, you don't got to be like, oh, this guy's, you know, he's pretty ripped for his age.
Yeah.
Or, like, some weird shit. Like
check out that 16-year-old's abs.
Like, yo, not even, like, on the fucking NFL Combine. It's on the network now and shit. Uh-huh. I was watching it.
I think the word combine is kind of gay.
I don't.
Just sounds like a gay word. I don't
know. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Hold on, Chris. This
sounds like a male
concubine.
But, like, the dude runs like a 5, or like a 4.8 or 4.9. He's a lineman, which is pretty fast for a lineman.
For a lineman, yeah.
He's like, my, what a magnificent showing this young stud showed off. I'm like, yo, that doesn't sound like you got anything to do with
football. Doesn't
sound
like he's talking about a horse. Maybe he's more of a bestiality thing.
Yeah, right? It's like fucking weird. Just say, that boy's fast.
Do you believe sports scouting is I'm going to call it a destination occupation for gay men?
I think so. You know who used to be a scout on some real shit?
Who?
Sandusky. Used to be a scout, bro. That's
but he's a pedophile.
It shit ties in, though, if you think about it, bro. Put the dots together. Sandusky, scout.
I'm just saying, maybe it's more of a pedophile thing than.
I still think it's a bit odd.
What percentage of first I'm going to go with what sport has the highest percentage of gay scouts, would you say?
Probably wrestling. Like collegiate wrestling.
You're just basing that on Pat Patterson.
I'm talking about the major sports like hockey, basketball, football, baseball.
I'd say toss it between football and baseball because that's where they like really go into like scouting hard and shit. Like, you hear some scouts
people
in basketball.
People get scouted hard in basketball, too, dude.
Yeah, but it's usually, like, they're
from
trying to not
age.
Be racist. You know, they don't come off as gay as they're just trying to avoid being racist. Like, they don't use certain words.
What, in basketball?
Yeah, like, they're like, yo, that black guy can jump. Shit like that. But they sound like
they're
they want to
like,
say
hey,
they use
he can
words.
Jump even for a black. He can jump higher than most black guys.
It's the way they say certain shit in basketball. It's like, they're trying too hard not to just say
they're
what
like,
they want to say.
They're like, listen, I can't take an Instagram photo with you, but do you want to be on this team?
Yeah, okay. Some shit like that.
What percentage of sporting scouts in the entire world? How much percentage is gay?
They do it for a living. 93%. Yes.
3%?
93%.
93%.
Gotta be,
you're
bro.
Just being
that's
fucking.
Gotta be.
You're just
that's
being
ridiculous.
How is that ridiculous? All right, you want to fit 85%? Is that more fucking
that
suitable?
That still is ridiculous.
You're watching men.
You're telling me, okay, you watch sports all the time,
but I'm not saying, yo, look at that man's ass. So look how he fucking.
You
fluctuates.
Say that all the time.
I'd never say that at all.
You were like Roman Reigns. You texted me, yo, Roman Reigns is so dreamy last night.
All right, yeah.
During a pay per view.
Fucking find that on your phone if you can pull that shit up. Props to you.
This is right here. Look, Stanley, you can see this, right?
Oh, yeah, there it is. I guess Johnny is gay, so he does know what he's talking about.
No, but it's like you're getting paid to watch men, and then
you're
talk
coming
about
off sounding
physique.
Like a paranoid psychopath.
Not
yeah,
at all.
You just sound like a weird homophobe.
Wait a minute.
Actually, yeah, you just sound like a crazy homophobe.
Because he is a crazy homophobe.
How is that homophobe? I'm not saying they can't get married. Just be honest about what you're doing it. Talk about somebody's physical.
Do you think some of the scouts?
So you think they're closeted gays?
Could be.
All right.
I don't know how many of them are open about it.
Do you think that some of the scouts like make propositions to these young high school?
Hell yeah,
hold on,
bro.
High school and college aged players? Like, listen, I can make your life a lot better. Like, oh, I know you're in the DR right now, and your house is made out of coconuts, and your mom is eating. You're eating plantains for the goddamn 300th day in a row.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, look, you make me happy. You're going to the goddamn Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, yeah.
You think that happens?
Oh, yeah. He'd be like, yo, you want to take a Gatorade bath real quick? Kid don't know no better. He's thinking they're celebrating.
Yeah.
Just getting jizzed on. He's like, oh, this that Glacial White Gatorade. Ah, right on.
I get it.
Son.
Glacial White.
See that?
Yeah.
Actually a flavor. So there you go. Shout out to Gatorade.
Why would you give them a shout out?
I'm just saying.
You silly bastard.
Maybe we get some sponsorship by comparing Gatorade to jizz. They both have a salt content, right?
Or the Sports Scouting Association, if there is one. Yeah, they can,
it's called
they can
NAMBLA.
Sponsor us. Oh, my God.
NAMBLA is the Sports Scouts of America.
Good, sounds like it to me. Like, you got scouts at Little League fucking baseball games. Now, like, that's not creepy. All you got to do is see
they're
velocity.
Checking out mechanics.
Nah, but Come on. Like, so you
like
never...
That kid's got a good eye. That kid has a future. Why not? That's that. They have to go younger because that's...
Yeah. Say that again.
Because, dude...
They got to get that edge on their competition.
I bet.
They got to edge out the competition.
Johnny, I think this is just one other more of your crazy anti-gay theories.
Nothing anti-gay about it. God bless
you. You're anti-gay
people.
And you're anti-Stephen Hawking.
No, I'm not anti-Stephen Hawking. You got to do something for me to fucking hate you for it.
What about A Brief History of Time?
Didn't he blink out a book?
Yeah.
He blinked out a book in Morse code.
That's somebody's interpretation of what the fuck he was blinking. Maybe his nuts
itched. It's Morse code, motherfucker.
Like,
everybody knows Morse code.
Everybody knows Morse code?
You could learn Morse code if you wanted to.
There you go. That's something for you.
You just gave me the finger and smacked it in your hand. That's like right. A talent scout would. You're giving me pitching signals.
Oh, yeah. Because
you're the catcher.
Whoa, you look like a dick,
see
Johnny.
That one coming.
While we're on this, Johnny, I want to show you a video. I want you to tell me if it's gay.
All right.
All right. You ready?
Go ahead.
It's a quick video.
And Neil Smith, an old butt buddy. Are you here, Neil? Neil, I miss you, man.
Yeah, that's now, Joe Biden. Joe Biden ain't gay, son.
So Joe Biden's not gay, despite having said this.
Neil Smith, an old butt buddy. Are you here, Neil?
He's an old butt buddy.
Oh. Nah, that's some old white people term. I don't know what that
butt
means.
Butt buddy?
Butt buddy.
So it's an old white people. I never heard an old white. I've been around some old white people. I've never heard them say the term butt buddy.
I see him like stroking everybody's
first gay
bitch.
Vice president. That's a big deal.
I don't think he's gay.
He just said, shout out to my old butt buddy.
Probably
you think
like,
everybody's gay?
Probably they was just like running train on broads. That's what he meant. Like, yo, it's the train crew.
Oh, you
like,
share butt?
Hell yeah.
But if their dicks touch, if they're DPing,
that's their business. I don't need to know that.
So, all right. So talent scouts are blanket gay.
Hell yeah.
But two dicks touching in a butthole, not gay.
I didn't say that. I just said that's none of my business.
You know, I'm kind of getting back on Johnny's side now. Kind of making a lot of sense.
I don't know. It's Joe Biden. Like, you see him all the time online, like, saying inappropriate shit and touching bitches.
Now, another thing you, gay paranoid thing you came up with was murder-suicide, two dudes. If it's two men,
yeah.
And it's a murder-suicide, I think it's safe to at least think that maybe they were gay.
Yeah, it does. It's plausible.
Now, there was a murder-suicide, unfortunately, in the New York area last week. And in Harrison, right upstate...
In Connecticut, no?
It was in Harrison, New York.
Oh, all right.
Just right above the Bronx and the Yonkers. Police officer, retired police officer...
Traffic cop.
It was a retired traffic cop. Killed his two teenage daughters and himself. Mm. And then his wife and other daughter came home to them.
Oh, shit, he didn't kill his wife?
No.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's a terrible story.
Yeah.
And when, like, you usually don't hear about a murder suicide with, like, the father and, like, parents and the kids. I'd say it's mostly lovers.
No,
it's husband, wife, or I'd say the most.
You had the dude in Jamaica, Queens that killed his kids and his wife, and I think the mother.
I'm saying it's a lot
it's
more
rare.
Common
yeah, I know.
To hear about, like, people who are in a relationship, or I'd say even say business partners are committing murder suicides.
Yeah.
But this was really weird when the wife. You think if this guy was at such as wit's end, he'd want to kill the wife or the other. First of all, I don't know why you kill your kids, which is horrifically terrible.
Yeah, that's some hard shit.
But it's a total mystery. There's no way to.
Well, the 13-year-old died in her sleep. He killed her in her sleep. So, I think he killed the 17-year-old too in his sleep, which is fucking weird enough.
This is a weird episode of this show.
Yeah, it's very depressing.
Do you have anything? Do you think what could possibly have happened?
What I think it is, like, if you killed the youngest one, it's probably because you've seen some shit. Maybe you had an incestuous relationship.
Oh, God.
Just throwing that out there. What?
Johnny.
In that situation, you can't fucking put any rose petals on it. It's going to make it fucking, like, what, he exercised her demons? He's still fucked up. What?
So, what? Hold on. From what you just said, I'm going to try to...
Oh, God.
So you're saying...
Yes.
That because it was a murder-suicide...
The father was in an incestuous pedophile relationship with one daughter.
The older one.
And then the other younger daughter...
She walked in on him or something, seen something she should have seen. Private said, I'm going to tell mom. He's like, fuck it. And he just recently
retired. Does
the
mom live with them?
Yeah, if she walked home and found a bias, I'm assuming yes.
Okay. Yeah, she lives with them.
Yeah. Hmm. And like you said, he didn't kill the wife.
This is a crazy fucking theory.
But he didn't kill the wife, right? That's not normal.
Says the boyfriend found the body.
The boyfriend? His boyfriend?
No.
Oh, I'm about to
one
say
one of the
son.
Girls.
Oh,
all right. The older
never mind.
Girl's all right,
so whatever. They, right. they got killed. Yeah, whatever.
Jesus.
You know, this theory.
Yeah.
Wait. What did the boyfriend look like?
This theory is so crazy. It actually kind of makes sense.
That's what I'm
now,
saying.
We're just throwing that out there. We have no idea what happened here. It's a terrible tragedy.
It is.
But in the realm of all possibility,
that's something.
This is something.
Maybe the daughters were doing a Lena Dunham and her sister kind of thing, and then the father caught them and killed them both.
Wait, what? Lena Dunham? What's that mean?
You know, Lena Dunham had like
allegedly
weird...
she diddled her sister? Or
did
diddled
she?
Did she diddle in front of the sister?
I think she played with her sister's vagina when she was a baby, and they were both babies. That's
oh, yeah, something like that.
That's horrible.
That she was 12.
She was like 7, and then the baby was like 2, and she was like fingering the baby's pussy and shit.
Well, it's funny, because they're going to do it on an episode of Girls, so it's all right, I guess. Bitch.
Except the fingering will be some guy's dick.
I can't watch that show, man.
I watched the first season.
That shit made me like, fucking Chris never shut the fuck up about it, how it's like... Our new fucking Seinfeld for our generation.
She's the voice, the voice of our generation, I'm telling you.
Good God.
We're all frumpy white hipster girls.
I remember when Chris first saw, he saw the first season, and I was like, what? He's like, listen, remember how we always talked about we wish Seinfeld start a woman? Well, this is it.
Never said those words.
Yeah, I think you did, bro.
And you wanted George to be like some Australian weird girl. There you go.
Fuck, man.
And Elaine is some guy that's probably autistic. Remember that? Remember we all talked about that?
I ain't really following that many characters. I'll just say yes.
Adam Driver.
That show is fucking terrible.
Plays Lena Dunham's boyfriend in the as far as I know, in the first season. I don't know if he stays on.
You know, as much shit as you guys are giving me,
but hold on.
I'm
making a point about Adam Driver. In that TV show, I've challenged anyone to watch that goddamn thing and not say he's autistic in that fucking show. Because he comes off as an autist.
What the fuck does he do that he comes off autistic?
Watch the show. He just talks very oddly and does very odd things.
Stephen Hawking does, but you get an Emmy if you play him or Oscar if you play him, right?
Yeah, well, fucking Adam Driver, you know, he's just a dude. I don't know. He's not a scientist.
He's just a dude.
He's also going to be, one of the bad Jedi in the new Star Wars movie.
Oh, God.
So that's cool, huh, Johnny?
Oh,
are you happy about that?
No,
you happy
man.
About getting 2 Star Wars movies a year for the rest of our lives?
I'm a Trekkie, son. I don't fuck with Star Wars.
Oh, shit. I didn't Hell know yeah, that. Bro. You J.J. Abrams, boy?
Hell yeah. That's my dude, Bad Robot. Shout out to that crew.
J.J. Abrams sucks.
You wildin', son.
So is Joss Whedon. He sucks too.
I don't fuck with Josh, but J.J. Abrams.
Joss.
What?
Joss Whedon.
That's his name, Joss.
With an H, right?
No.
No, 2 S's. Or is it 1 S?
It's 2 S's.
Now, do you think that's gay?
That ain't normal.
And if it ain't normal, it ain't for Johnny. He wants his murder-suicides to include pedophilia, incest.
Nah, I didn't say all that.
I think you said you hoped that was what the case was.
I didn't say fucking hope. Don't even put that in my mouth, son.
Oh, man. You're listening to High Society Radio. At HS Radio Show, just a healthy reminder, at HS Radio Show. And patreon.com/High Society Radio. That's all you need to enjoy a long, healthy life.
Did you feel fucking vindicated that Snowpiercer didn't get nominated for shit?
Thank you for bringing that up. Even when I saw
it did get nominated for stuff.
No, it didn't. I didn't see it get nominated for shit.
I'm pretty sure it got nominated for things. It just didn't win anything.
No, I don't remember.
Man,
I didn't remember seeing it.
Did it get nominated for like visual effects?
No, hell no.
Dude.
All right.
He got really hyped about it.
It looked like shit.
Well, what did like fucking say? Yo, I'm right. I'm right. You don't even want to argue about it.
No.
I do give you credit for that, because everybody, like, when it came out, was like, oh, this is the fucking movie of the year. Da,
me.
Da, da, da.
I was the lone voice in the crowd screaming, hey, does this movie suck?
Do you feel like you cost someone
Oscars?
Do
you really think about it?
Jesus.
Huh? That's what I thought. It does suck.
Was it nominated?
Nope, nothing.
Oh. All right, nominated for nothing. Jesus Christ.
No, but when I saw the dude that was, who was the guy in it? It was Captain America, right?
Yeah, Chris Evans.
Chris Evans. I saw him on the red carpet. It annoyed me, though. I was like, I remember.
Well, he did.
Now, for the rest of his career, he's just Snowpiercer guy to me.
Nah, man, he's Captain America. Dude. You didn't see Winter Soldier? That shit was all right.
Did you watch Snowpiercer?
Nah, I didn't. You killed it. Why the fuck would
it's
I watch it?
It's on Netflix.
But you murdered it. You took any kind of joy I would have gotten out of watching it.
What?
You were supposed to watch it so we could all shit on it together.
You guys watched
And you
it.
Ruined that bonding experience for the show.
I watched Blackfish. Did you watch Blackfish?
Yeah.
That's quite a fucking humdinger
like
of a movie.
Dude, all right? Jesus Christ. Terrible. Move on past that.
I had to watch Jacob's Ladder to fucking feel better.
That's weird.
Shit was terrible.
It's odd.
Oh. So, Fager, what's up with you, son?
Not much.
I haven't seen you in a minute.
Don't use my name on the show.
They know your name. You're on Facebook. Everybody knows your last name. It ain't nothing new.
It's Chris Daug. Chris Daug in the house.
You saw that fucking, there's a group of criminals stealing ATMs constantly.
Yeah.
I did see that.
I saw that last week, but I didn't know it was 73.
They've stolen 73 ATMs across
you know,
the city.
What the fuck?
We do this podcast.
Mostly out of laundromats and shit.
We do this podcast and we come up with all these ideas at a get rich quick. I'm talking about truffle whiskey.
Yeah,
talking about Degentrification X.
Fun times.
I'm talking about Instagram modeling agency.
I didn't know about that.
I'm talking about gentrification trail. All these ideas. And we could have just been ripping ATMs out of the fucking walls of bodegas.
Well, to be fair, they're only getting like $1,200 per ATM.
And it's a bitch to open them shits.
Yeah, but all we need is like a stolen car. We just
so wait a minute.
Actually, these guys are pretty badass. They apparently steal a bunch of cars and block off streets so cops can't get to the foot places when people call the cops on them.
That's pretty smart.
They got into some sort of, they've gotten into high speed chases and shit with the cops in New York City trying to get away with these places. They just go in broad daylight and just put wrap chains around the ATMs and just rip them out of stores. It's
this
crazy.
Sounds like a plot from Fast and Furious 6 and shit. When it was
I believe
Brazil.
They did do this in Trailer Park Boys.
Not ATMs, no.
They did in one of the movies.
They were doing fucking.
Okay, they definitely did it in one of the movies.
The parking meters. Not ATMs. It was parking meters, no?
It's parking meters.
I think they did it with an ATM, too.
I do believe we'll be doing this after the show tonight.
Oh, who got a car? I got a fucking dolly, but we can't just take a one.
I want to steal one of those Redbox DVD kiosks.
You can't do shit with those.
No, dude. We're in the digital revolution. We don't even need those DVDs.
What do you mean, man? Mad DVDs, son. I just sell them to, like, Walmart for a quarter so they can sell them for 50 cents.
But, I mean, there are enough ATMs, especially downtown.
Yeah.
Where there's just is an ATM every 20 feet just in a wall.
But I think they're doing this, like... those little wall ATMs, I always felt like you could just fucking tear those things right out.
But I always figured you had, like, a camera in them shits.
Yeah,
right?
So? Spray paint that shit.
That's a good point.
Just do like the Foot Clan would do. That's
what the Foot Clan.
That's what I always say to myself when I wake up in the morning. What would the Foot Clan do? I guess eat candy and fucking skateboard and like steal some radios.
Didn't it? Yeah, the first scene in that Ninja Turtle movie really just made you want to be a criminal.
It looked really fucking fun. They never really did anything gangster though. Like they'd hold you.
No, they were ninjas who stole. You know,
they weren't
dealt in stolen goods.
Either. They got fucked up every time.
Yeah, but the turtles, they could beat everybody else up.
The only time they would fuck up the turtles, actually, is when Shredder would show up and they'd just hold them. Why don't you cut one of their necks?
Well, sure, they should have just cut their
necks. Just kill one. The other three will fall in line and shit.
It's pretty dark.
I'm just saying.
Who would you kill if you were in the... if you're in the Foot Clan, who would you kill?
Whichever motherfucker... I'd kill April O'Neil if it got a message across. I'd beat Splinter with a bat. I fucking hate rats.
See, I'd kill Donatello first. He's the smartest.
That's a good point.
Right?
And then you'd have what?
Right.
It'd be Raphael though, leading him, right?
I'd have a fucking severed goddamn turtle head in my dojo.
What are you, jizzing down its neck? What are you doing?
Just, no.
It wouldn't have a neck. It would just be the head.
Yeah.
But, like, what would you do with the body? You just leave it there?
I'd dump it, or I'd keep the shell.
I don't believe you. I think you'd eat that shit.
Make a toboggan out of the shell?
You're a connoisseur, bro. You'd eat that shit.
I am a connoisseur, thank you.
In the cartoon, I feel like Shredder always wanted to make turtle soup.
He did. He was always fucking talking all that shit.
Krang always fucking freaked me out, though. Like, how do you get that? Like, the body he got? They couldn't give him, like, a better body? He had like rocket arms and shit, but that was about it. He really wasn't good for shit, and his plans always fucking failed. So why wasn't Shredder the boss? I never got that. Shredder could fight. His plans usually did all right till fucking Krang.
You didn't have a portal to Dimension X. You need a portal to Dimension X.
But it didn't even do nothing, though. Like,
Krang was an interdimensional alien.
But he didn't do nothing with that. Suit. It was like pointless. It's like, he's like a Stephen Hawking of that fucking group. You just got the dude there. He ain't really doing shit. He's smart. Yay. But what are you doing with that?
I thought he gave him plans and whatnot.
No, I thought Shredder came up with those shits.
Yeah, then what was Krang doing there?
That's what I'm saying. He never did shit. I lost Stephen Hawking.
You're making a lot of good points again because...
Shit, Bebop and Rocksteady used to get dirty for Shredder, so I figured shit rolls downhill.
Who was that Rat King guy? That was like a Rat King, right?
Yeah, I don't remember if he was good or bad. He was like an anti-hero, I guess.
It was bad. I think he made out with those rats.
I don't know if that's what happened. But
that's definitely what happened. At least as far as I remember.
I only had Casey Jones on there. That was like every white guy's fucking fantasy. Oh, yeah. Every white guy wanted to be Casey Jones.
Everybody, white guy still wants to be Casey Jones.
Yeah, I want to be Casey Jones. That'd be dope.
You just wearing a hockey mask.
Casey Jones kind of came off as a racist. If you want
to. Nah.
Why, he carried a baseball bat? That's racist against Italians.
The stereotype, really.
He was wandering around Central Park, just looking to beat people up. Who's going to be in Central Park in the late 80s, early 90s?
That's a good point, actually.
I think Casey Jones was just a raging racist.
Or maybe a homophobe. He was trying to break up the down-low spots. Remember the gay ninja in Prospect Park in the 90s?
Oh,
they
shit.
They never caught that dude.
Because Casey Jones took care of that.
Yeah, it was Casey Jones.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
He just borrowed Leonardo's sword to throw the cops off his trail. For those people who are listening, who aren't from New York, in the 90s, there's a spot in the Parkside part of Prospect Park where gay dudes just suck each other off, and a ninja showed up with a sword several times to break up the festivities.
And Prospect Park is kind of like Central Park, but in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So
it's not central.
Shit now.
It's not central at all. No. But I'm just saying, this is a big ass park.
Yeah.
And that's all the backstory you need about that gay ninja from the 90s in Brooklyn.
How pissed off must he have been, right? Like, he hates gay people so much that he's swinging swords at them, and then the newspaper just calls him the gay ninja.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's like defeating the purpose of what you're doing and shit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
At that point, you think he just went home and questioned, like, am I a gay ninja?
I mean, you can't hate gay people that much. Like, you're on the border with all your crazy gay theories, but you're not to the point of violence to cover
Fuck
up
no,
your
man.
Homo- like the fact that you're secretly gay.
I guess. I don't know what that's about.
Sounds like you just admitted to it, dude.
Mm-mm.
So, you know how, like, E's are out and you just got to pop mollies?
Yeah, man. I haven't seen an E, but you mean ecstasy pill.
E's are back, dog. E pills. E bombs.
Whoa. Before you get into this. I mean, I couldn't find an ecstasy pill if I wanted one.
It's not easy to find.
And you know what? I do want one. And I can't find it.
You guys are losers because I know where to get some of those.
Oh, nice.
So, I'm just stuck popping mollies. Either I eat it, or it goes up the nose.
There you go.
Either or. But now you're saying, Chris, that there's ecstasy pills coming back because...
They're coming back. Branded ones.
There's feels like the branded. 90s. There's gay ninjas and ecstasy pills.
There's Snapchats, Supermans, Bitcoin. There's a Bitcoin ecstasy pill.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
I want one of those right now.
Nice. That's what I'm saying.
That's just got to be cake with all the emoticons and all that shit.
Yeah.
Cake.
I think the Snapchat one, people got to be copping that.
Just
give me dick pic powers. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Pop them.
That's pretty brilliant. Bringing back the e-pills. Like, hey, you got a Bitcoin, bro.
These Bitcoin ones look double stacks on them. Pretty chunky pills.
Thick.
I haven't heard the fucking term double stack in a long time.
Yo, it's double stack. We put more talcum powder in this.
Yeah. It's more. Look.
We put more ground up chalk in this pill. It's bigger.
Check out this fat pill filled with things that won't fuck you up.
And the same amount of E as this pill, but it costs twice as much. Sucker.
Stupid.
You gotta get the clovers, but not the ones that are shaped like clovers. The ones that have a clover stamp on them. Because the ones that are shaped like clovers, they don't get you fucked up.
They're less E pill in that one.
But they look like more. It's fucked up.
Drugs are always like fucking retro. Like you got Schumer talking about heroin coming back and shit.
I wouldn't say drugs aren't. I don't think drugs are ever retro.
Well, no, certain ones.
I mean,
though,
Quaaludes.
Like,
yeah, but you can't get them anymore.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, really, well, it's like an old school drug. People are like, oh shit. Like probably the last time that happened was
I think
absinthe.
E-pills. This is some
That's
retro
what I'm
shit.
Saying,
absinthe, I'd say.
Back.
absinthe was something that like people used to get trashed off of. Yeah. Then it got banned, and then it got legal again, and everyone started losing their head. Like, oh my god, I could drink overproofed Jägermeister, which is basically what it tastes like.
Yeah, but they never actually give you the real shit anyway. They give you the essence of it, right?
No, they give you.
You can get real.
They finally were just like, all right, this doesn't get anybody high. Let's just make it legal.
But this is the first like real time like it's something was big. And now it's come back. And
yeah, without like, it's not like it was made more illegal or less illegal.
I
you know
would say
what I mean?
The same shit with heroin, though, because now they're cutting it with fentanyl and all that, which is actually worse. But, you know, if that's your thing.
Well, fentanyl is just legal heroin.
No, but they fucking mixing it in with fucking regular heroin. That shit is like triple dosage.
Super heroin.
Hell yeah, bro. They go limp off that shit, son.
So what did, where'd you hear about e-pills coming back like that?
It's just the internet.
What are they saying about it?
They're just saying that they're popping up more and more.
Damn, right. You sound mad. Oh, bro, you could at least made up you was at a ball with some hot bitches or something. You got it off the internet.
I'm old. I still pop mollies.
Damn.
I'm like an old man.
You wear your hat backwards too, bro?
No.
Here's the key to when you pick up some Bitcoin e-pills. Cut it in half, snort half, eat the other half. It'll kickstart you, and it'll keep you going until the pill hits you.
That's a good point.
And then smoke a blunt like 25 minutes in.
What I like to do
is eat the whole thing and then snort a bunch of ketamine.
Oh, my God. This is...
And then when the E kicks, you pop out of the K-hole.
It works out
perfectly.
It's like everything feels good, and there's a fisheye lens fucking strapped to my head.
Let's go.
This is the greatest night ever.
We need to go to get some big pants. Uh-huh. Go to a rave.
UFO pants.
Yeah.
See if they still sell UFO pants. They can't possibly.
Those
right?
Unico pants came back. Jinkos, whatever. Junko.
Yeah, I heard Jinkos are coming back.
Bullshit. They're coming back.
You get wide leg raver pants. UFO.
Yeah.
$60.
Oh, $60. Shit. That's the Scotty Too Hottie joints.
Yeah, those are, yeah.
This is crazy.
Looks like we're getting some UFO pants and some E-bombs. Calm down, Johnny. Keep it together, because you're going to be rolling in a little bit. And wearing incredibly big pants.
I always rock baggy jeans.
No, not like UFO pants, though, bro.
Nah, I couldn't do that one. That's too baggy, son. Oh, shit, Hulk Hogan had them.
Oh, yeah. Man. Is JNCO jeans still...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're coming. The brand just got acquired by somebody. But
oh, that's brilliant.
Skinny jeans just died, bro.
So they're bringing them back.
People are going to buy these things.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, the Hardy Boys.
Yo, shut up.
At the very least.
All right. Shit was cool.
You know?
You didn't own a pair of these.
I had a pair of JNCO shorts.
You hung out with all black people and lived in the Bronx.
I had shorts, though. Them shits was JNCOs.
That's true.
I actually still rock them in the summertime.
Never thought I'd live to see the day where JNCO jeans came back and... And E-pills got stamped with the Snapchat. I don't even know what that Snapchat thing is. Is it a ghost?
I thought it was a Klansman.
You know, you're probably right. You know, Snapchat's valued at like 19 billion at this point.
That's ridiculous.
Well, I'm saying, like, that's why they use the Klansman, because like they want your racist shit to go away, so you don't lose your job like everybody else on the internet.
That's a good point.
What if I screen cap all your racist Snapchats?
Same thing with a dick pic. I mean, it's up to you.
Shits don't go away.
Snapchat just shows you the way. 17 billion, you said?
19 billion. I think it was a current valuation.
Jesus.
Is that more than fucking Twitter?
They got the kids.
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the kids seem to love the pictures that go away.
They don't stay on the phone.
So wait, those guys turned down 2 billion and we called them idiots. And now they're worth
19 billion.
Don't mean they get it, though.
I mean, they own 51% of the company, right? So that means half of that.
Yeah, they made the right move. And brands are paying $750,000 a day to advertise for like a full flight advertisement on Snapchat for the day. Like say like Discover Card says, here's $750,000. Now we're just going to advertise. It's not their feed; it's their story. It's like your story. That's what their gimmick is.
That's the one with the 6 seconds, right?
Twitter is worth 20.
No, that's fine, dude. You're making us look old and stupid.
Twitter is worth 23 billion.
Yeah, those valuations are a lot of bullshit sometimes too. It's like because one guy invests so much money, then I guess the rest of the fucking thing is worth it.
Well, yeah, but I mean that's what raises the valuation. You could sell your own stock in it, like if someone goes public. So that's what the stock is valued at when it goes public.
Oh, got you.
That's what the shares are valued at or whatever.
Man, I can't wait till our app goes public, and then we just get all this fuck you money. And then, you know what? I cash out immediately. I'll cash out.
How are you
doing?
I know you got the first member of the app team. I mean, you're in charge of, you know, forming the app team.
You're right. I'm still forming the app. If you want to be part of the app team, tweet us at HS Radio Show, at HS Radio Show, to join the app team. Because we want everyone to make money.
Hell yeah. We're going to have, like, Bloomin' Onions.
No. No, we're going to have
potato skins. I like wings.
Whoa, don't even
I'm
going to
have
up.
Fucking tiger heads, severed tiger heads, good and fill God. The mouth with steaks. I'm like, here, want some fucking steak out of my tiger mouth? That's right. The head's still warm. I just murdered it.
Yeah, we could come up with a fucking phone app game and shit.
I already did, dude. Horrigan Trail. Horrigan Trail or Gentrification Trail.
I think Horrigan Trail is better.
Do you remember Oregon Trail?
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of going from like through the Wild West or whatever the hell he did, you go through like gentrifying neighborhoods, and you have to like fucking survive.
Oh shit, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we can do it. We can do it in like any of the new cities. You can do it in Detroit, which is being gentrified now.
Shout out to Detroit.
Buffalo, which is super hipster now.
I heard about
really?
That. Buffalo?
Yeah.
What's so hip about Buffalo, bruh? The Bills?
I think it's just a place where you can get a lot of space. Like, if you have a trust fund, you can get a lot of space for cheap and just do shitty art.
You know, that sounds like a good place for our app collective. Should we just move up to Buffalo, get a giant loft building, and then just fucking eat chicken wings and watch Bills games and come up with apps?
Shout out to Sammy Watkins. That's my dude, son.
Dude, it's all about fucking OBJ, all right? All right, or ODB, whatever the hell people call them.
But yeah, so yeah, Buffalo is the new hipster haven.
It's too cold, it seems, to be a hipster haven.
They got mad fat chicks.
I mean, hipsters are mostly white.
Hipsters don't like fat chicks, dude.
Yeah, white people like the warm weather, too. And there's mad mulatto and black hipsters, okay? And Hispanic.
Where's that coming from? Why are you looking at me when you say that?
Because I had Hispanic at the end.
I don't know. What the
fuck? He called you a Hispanic hipster.
I seriously doubt that. I got on a hoodie and shit right now. Ain't even a tight hoodie.
Yeah, for
dude.
Trayvon, though.
Nah.
So it's always for Trayvon.
I don't do that. I rock.
Everything we do is for Trayvon.
Don't say that too loud. His mom might want some money.
Oh, well, we don't do that much. Nothing that makes us any money. I can't remember. That story was so crazy. It was like 2 or 3 years ago now? 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Thank God that George Zimmerman wrestled that gun away from that kid.
And he got his life together and everything worked out. Good yeah. for him.
They say the American dream's dead. I think not.
Oh, shit.
Wait, did I get the stories confused?
Piece of pavement might disagree with you on that.
You disagree with that. Ferguson, what's up?
What the fuck?
I care about all the everything. I care about all the.
Were you fucking protesting on that Oscar night when somebody got nominated for shit?
I threw a beer ball through my television set.
That makes sense.
It's like, this is for you, MLK.
Fucking ridiculous.
I prefer Malcolm X. Denzel Washington's much better actor than
Malcolm X. Yo, that's my favorite death scene of like a real life person in a movie.
Yo, he got.
That shit was crazy. My man said, yo.
What about Jesus in fucking Passion of the Christ?
Never saw it.
Didn't see it.
Well, you should probably check that out.
Why?
I
want to see a death scene. It's a 3-hour death scene.
Yeah, but like, he ain't got nobody saying, yo, get your hands out my pocket, brother, and they shoot him in front of his kids.
That's true.
Shit was gangster.
That's pretty crazy.
My man fucking, what's that dude from Breaking Bad? Giancarlo Esposito. That was a gunman right there. Fring.
That was Gus? Gus was
yeah,
the
gunman. Yeah, he was a gunman, son. He used to fuck with Spike Lee before Spike Lee went crazy and shit. Started shitting on everybody. Angry ass Spike Lee.
Spike Lee's the man.
Fuck him and his little Kickstarter dreams. He got money. He got how much is that loft he got in Brooklyn? It's like 19 mil.
Yeah, he has like some.
Fuck, he's
there.
On Kickstarter for.
Didn't Spike used to like? Wasn't the rumor he lived across the street from our high school?
No, he owned that building.
He owned the building. That's it. Okay, yeah.
Did he used to call you guys crackers when you come out.
He
of
called
school?
Me Peckerwood.
He's like, get out my hood, G. But it's like an old white neighborhood.
Is Fort Greene any better now? Has to be, right?
What yeah. the fuck does that mean?
I haven't been there in fucking 15 years.
What do you mean by, like, is it any better? What?
He means there's less black people.
Yeah,
yes, there are.
Bingo.
That's how I came up.
It wasn't exactly the safest neighborhood. I apologize if I came off as a racist there.
You did absolutely.
Very much so.
It is a much whiter neighborhood than it used to be. It's far more expensive, and I guess therefore nicer.
Oh, Saints Preserve.
Well, across the street from our high school, there was just nothing, but those were all brownstones, right?
Well, cross street from our high school was the park, and then the other side. Yeah, there's a lot of brownstones, and then some small apartment buildings.
What we should have done is buy a few of those brownstones back then.
Yeah, I know. With all that money we had,
oh yeah,
we could have borrowed it from our parents. Oh wait, they were addicted to drugs.
Fuck.
They were in some of those buildings that have now been replaced with condo buildings, buying narcotics.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, I used to hang out in a crack house around the corner from a specialized high school. Whatever.
Who didn't hang out in a crack house when it was a teenager?
And now that that crack house is now a two-family home.
It's a duplex.
Yeah, now it's a $3 million apartment.
Shit, that's nuts.
Oh, man. Real estate, huh, boys? It's crazy this time of year.
It's true.
I guess all times of year. What?
I feel bad for all the people in Buffalo. They're going to have to deal with this. They're like, yo, it's fucking cold here, and we got to deal with this shit just being mad expensive for no reason.
I don't think the Buffalo people are going to give a fuck, because they're not going to come outside of that brick.
That's true.
I really do think fat girls are like fucking... Hipsters hate fat people. And that's what you...
Hipsters hate fat people?
That's what I think.
I feel like they champion the fat acceptance movement.
Everybody says they do, though. Like, I love me a fat broad. I don't discriminate, son.
Well, I mean, you are Hispanic.
Thick, I love it. Mm.
Yeah,
my chunky
like.
Sisters out there.
It's what you want? You want
fucking
some?
Sit on my face?
Oh my god,
I don't mind.
Yeah, but are you gonna feel the same way in the summer?
Yeah, dick.
I'm just asking.
Dick.
He's making a good point, Johnny. You're making
dick
less and less sense every day, and Chris is making more and more.
So you figure that, like, if they flock, and that means there's less of them in New York, though, right? So it's kind of a win.
No, they're just new ones being created in other suburbs.
Oh god!
They just need an herb to go from the suburb.
What?
Yeah, an herb, right?
What
they're calling it. That's what the hipsters are calling it. It's calling it an herb. Listen, you got to be young and hip like me.
I guess. With your fucking funky Mets shirt and shit.
Johnny, look, you're not on Snapchat. Chris is.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm not even on Twitter.
You don't fucking putting dick pics out in the ether.
You don't know about Buffalo. Chris does.
Apparently, you was up on Buffalo, son. Nice.
Yeah, look at this hipster chick.
That's not really hipster.
I sent her a Snapchat.
She look like a Buffalo bear. I piped that.
Oh, so you know people who went to school in Buffalo, clearly, because you just used the term Buffalo Betties.
I work for a chick in Buffalo from Bank of America. I thought she was from Chicago, though. That accent throws me off. You ever heard a Buffalo accent? It sounds like Chicago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it does a little bit.
Great. I'm going to fucking write that down in my memoir. One time, Bronx Johnny told me that the Buffalo accent's like Chicago.
Sounds like it to me.
And then I went home and killed myself with carbon monoxide poisoning.
Was Chris?
You don't even
apartment?
Have a garage. How the fuck are you going to do that?
Oven.
Oh, yeah, true.
See, there you go. Look who's the fucking idiot. Chris. Yo, hipster Chris.
Don't visit him because it's carbon monoxide and he's dead and you smell that shit and you die, son. It's going to be a New York one ASAP.
And everyone's going to think we're gay. Murder,
suicide. I just did a show with them white dudes, man. I didn't even know what was going on. Show up early, leave early. They'd just be there late. I'm like, yo, why are you holding
this co-host of a questionably gay podcast is being questioned now after two of his, we're assuming, gay co-hosts killed themselves.
Could you imagine if they just used gay guy society radio?
It's called guy society radio. Apparently they talked about blowing each other constantly.
One host just yelled at the mic, suck each other's dicks now. Oh, man. What's that?
Is it gay to regrow your foreskin? Some company's going to help people regrow their foreskin.
I ain't got to worry about that.
You said schmegma?
Fucking right, son.
So you just pull that shit back every time you piss?
I don't even do that, son. No. I don't give a fuck no more.
You just let it dribble down?
Just drips out of there.
Stop. Ew.
Dick cheese, son. Dick cheese.
No.
So, yeah.
You circumcised, right, Chris?
Yeah. I'm a white person.
That don't mean nothing, bro. Rocco and Freddy, I don't think is circumcised, is he?
Yeah.
God bless him.
So, yes or no?
Shout out to Ben Feldman, comedian, who just started following us on Twitter. I'm just gonna throw that out there. Ben Feldman, comedian on Twitter. If you follow us, I'm just gonna say your name on the podcast.
You gotta donate to the Patreon account.
You gotta donate
to
Patreon. Don't fucking donate.
Oh yeah, donate. Yeah.
Ben Feldman. Bottom line.
I have a terrible headache. I think it's brain cancer. Ben Feldman, you have to donate to our Patreon account before we shout you out.
Help Stanley with his brain cancer.
Yeah. You know what? Because then if you help me out with that, you get this.
You can't just give it away for free.
I'm just giving people a taste, bruh.
Yo, but we're growing your foreskin back. Is that stem cell?
Well, apparently a bunch of dudes really miss their foreskin. And there's like this whole movement of motherfuckers.
God knows I do.
Who are mad at their parents because they don't have foreskin. They
took away
part of their
bro.
Dick. Your dick is mad sensitive?
Hell yeah.
It cries.
Little fucking
it cries at rom-coms.
I wish. My shit be squirting everywhere. Like, I won't even peel that shit back, son. It's just... You ever seen Gak?
Like the Nickelodeon toy from the 90s?
Yeah, that's how my shit's looking right now. I don't even peel my shit back.
Just John, you're being disgusting.
You might have gonorrhea, boss.
It could be. I don't know. That shit burns sometimes when I piss.
Well, we all have gonorrhea. We just pass along to each other.
This is the shit that's going to happen. Yo, God forbid when y'all kill y'all.
God forbid it's going to happen, dude.
Oh. So, wait, how long does it take to regrow your dick skin, though?
2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks, that's it?
Yeah.
Damn, I might get more foreskin then. Fuck it.
Yeah.
So you can like, just buy some from like a Moil.
I want like a fucking... Nah, I ain't trying to get no herps, B.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Them dudes rocks with the
I heard
herps.
That they're fucking trying to work something out with the Department of Health where they stop like...
Putting their mouth on them dicks?
Yes. Hasidic Jews are going to stop sucking baby cock.
What kind of Jews?
Hasidic.
It's Hasidic.
Hasids. That's what I call them. I call them old sheet fuckers. That's what I call them.
Come on, man.
What? None of them are listening to this. It comes out on Friday after sundown. They can't listen.
Oh, shit. Oh. That's very good.
Is the show over?
There's a market. Look, there's a market we need to go after.
Not
the fucking
yet.
Sundown crew.
I know. We gotta move time slots. Get this Jew market.
I gotta get to the bottom of this Newtown Radio thing.
What happened? Did they just email you back?
No, I never emailed them in the first place.
What? Cock Talk fucking murked us.
Nah, they good. They good girls.
They got at us.
You don't even know them, Johnny.
I feel like I do. We on Newtown. Ain't that like a brother-sister kind of thing?
It's like incest,
where
yeah.
Where daddy comes home and kills the both of us, but somebody seen something they shouldn't have?
Oh, my God.
What?
Why would you bring it back to the horrible death of a family?
That shit happened in real life, right?
You happen in real life.
I know.
We all happen in real life. That's what I'm trying to say tonight.
You think you'd get like fishnet foreskin? I'm thinking about it now.
I don't think you can. They just regrow your foreskin.
But like you just like pop a little bit of holes in it and just like you jizz easy and then you don't got too much to clean.
Or you can just get a circumcision. Not regrow your foreskin.
Sometimes like, you get like a Q-tip stuck in there when you're trying to clean out.
Okay, it's not enough.
I wouldn't know about that. I did have a Q-tip jammed in my cock hole before they could get blood tests.
You
had
some real shit. You know?
Me too.
No,
multiple times.
The doctor used to have to do that.
Yeah.
To do what?
STD test. They had to stick a...
How fucking old are you guys?
I'm not that old.
I just been fucking since way back, son. Raw dog.
Don't like using condoms.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Since way back.
Shit.
Since forever. I'm allergic to fucking
everything.
I'm allergic to fucking not feeling pussies.
Yeah, you're a real bitch. Wrapped around my cock. You're a real bitch if you use a rubber, but everybody knows that, son.
That's how you get AIDS. Everybody knows.
All right. Shut up. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Good night.